In television, the May ratings sweeps, the competitive period in which networks try to attract as many viewers as possible to set advertising rates for the fall, are just about over. According to our TV critic David Bianculli, so is his patience.
This Sunday in primetime, the networks are aiming their biggest guns at one another in what amounts to a high-stakes game of chicken. CBS is showing its two-hour finale of Survivor, which up until now always has aired on Thursdays, and following that with a live Survivor reunion special hosted by Rosie O'Donnell. ABC has a two-hour finale of The Practice, with Bobby preparing to defend his own wife, Lindsay, on murder charges. Fox has the very last episode of The X-Files, with the return of David Duchovny. It promises to answer some, though probably not all, of the questions that are out there. And finally, NBC has The Cosby Show, a look back, the zillionth reunion special this month, but not the last. Still to come before the sweeps are over next week? 20 years of must-see TV, a self-congratulatory NBC special on Monday, and an ABC special called That's Incredible, The Reunion. I know I've complained about this before, but what I find incredible is that That's Incredible, a terrible TV series from the 80s, is having a reunion. What I also find incredible is that TV can go weeks and even months with reruns and boring programming, then generate a lot of strong stuff and throw it all on at the same time on the same night. Sunday presents an especially tough choice, but in this case, because of the different natures of the shows, there's a relatively easy way out. Except for The Practice, which you can skip now and catch this summer in reruns, watch them all, just not at the same time. The X-Files, even for those fans who gave up on the show years ago, should be considered home base. That's the show to watch the most, and especially as it ends in the last few minutes of Sunday's primetime. You want to watch Survivor just before the final hour of primetime begins to see who won, and earlier, during any commercial break in The X-Files, to catch the progress as the other finalists are eliminated. As for the Cosby reunion, the part not to miss there is at the very start, when the star takes the stage and does a short but sweet stand-up act about his very successful TV series.
I guess if someone asked, what was it about? What is it about? How did it about? It was because I was confused. When I became a parent, I had certain thoughts, and things didn't go according to the thoughts. You would think that a person, having been a child, would understand how to raise. But it really doesn't work that way. When we put together a family, the husband, the wife, they start out their lives to become these great people. And they become great people, and then they ruin it. They decide to have, and then you've got to go through things. You've got to go through teaching things. You would think that a young person that you're feeding, clothing, taking, saving the life of, would believe you every once in a while when you gave them some information. Not so, said the brown turtle.
The rest of the Cosby Show you can sample, if you follow this, when nothing's happening on Survivor during the X-Files commercials. But is this what it's come to? That we have to watch TV like we're air traffic controllers, keeping our eyes on lots of different things at the same time? This condition, though, is purely temporary. And that's what annoys me most of all. You've seen the ads on TV this month. Only two more episodes of this. Only one more episode of that. Don't miss this because it's the last show. Say goodbye to that. What the networks really are doing is hanging out a giant close for the summer sign. After next week, there will be no more new West Wing episodes for 4 months. No new episodes of 24 for at least that long, and maybe closer to 6. And so on. Instead, the networks already are looking ahead to the fall, and this week they just finished unveiling their new schedules and tastes of their new shows to advertisers. Well, I was there, and based on most of what I saw in New York this week, it's not going to be worth the wait. The networks spend all of May encouraging us to leave for the summer, then most of September trying to lure us back. It's a stupid way to do business. Then again, when it takes millions of dollars and dozens of executives to come up with remakes of Family Affair and The Twilight Zone, maybe it's just a stupid business.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.